How are you tonight? Doing okay?
Yeah.
Good. All right. Very good. It's good to be with you, and I'm doing well myself here tonight.
很高兴又和大家在一起。今天晚上我也很好。
Well, a couple of things before the message. First of all, I want to thank those of you who are able to help in one of our work days, and we really appreciate your willingness to be a part of the work that needs to be done around here.
在我们今天的正道之前呢，我有两件事想跟大家分享一下。其一的话，我们很感谢大家能够在几个星期前来到我们教会，为教会这个美化来做出贡献。
And so we really do. We had a very successful month of May with a lot of work that got done, and you are part of that. And so I appreciate it.
我们在五月份呢，也是一个很重要的日子月份。我们在教会做了很多美化的工作，然后你们也参与到其中，非常感谢大家。
The second thing is, I wish I had a picture of like an update on Emily, our daughter, for you. But I asked George here just a little bit ago. Emily's been when picking up some words, and one of them sounded rather Chinese. And, so I looked it up online, and sure enough, it's a Chinese word. And so over the last few months, when we've been feeding her something, or if we've wanted her to do something, she's just kind of shaking her head, as if to say no, of course. And then she added that, the hand thing, you know, so she would do this and close her eyes. But now it's this plus a verbal communication with us, and it's ning, 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 ning. And so anyway, Barb and I thought, all right, so this word ning, you know, it sounds a little bit Chinese to us. And so I looked it up, and sure enough, it is. And George told me there were two meanings, and the meaning that I saw was peaceful. And so for the last couple of weeks, we've been kind of joking around that when Emily's doing ning, 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 she's saying, if you want peace in this house, don't give that food to me. And so that's our interpretation. We could be wrong, but it's been fun to, boy, that's a long translation, isn't it? I just thought of that. Sorry about that.
That's okay. 我很希望，本来今天希望能够今天有我女儿 Emily 的照片可是我现在没有。那我最近呢，我发现我们家的 Emily 现在开始学着说话。那其中呢，她学的一些发的一些声呢，我觉得好像像些中文的话语，特别像我们当要给她吃东西的时候或者什么情况下，她就会说拎拎拎拎拎。然后呢，我们就跟 George 也讨论了一下，然后发现这个词的意思是平安的意思或者是安静的意思。我想我的女儿她在说这句话的意思就是说，如果你希望这个家里有平安有安宁的话，你就不要喂我这样的食物。
Yes, excellent, very good. Alright, so we're gonna jump into the lesson tonight. I've been in a sermon series titled The Kingdom, and we're gonna look at an aspect of the kingdom here tonight.
我已经开始了一个系列的关于神国的一个系列的讲座。那今天晚上呢，我们继续这个一个系列的讲座。
And the text that I'm going to use is Matthew chapter 6, it's verses 25 through 33, and it's on the back of your bulletin.
那我们今天要阅读的这个经文的话呢，在马太福音的第六章25到33节，也被印在了周报的背后。
And the part that I really want to pull out for us, Jesus is talking here, and he's really talking about how we shouldn't worry and that God's going to take care of us. And then in verse 33, he says the verse that I want us to look at tonight.
那在这个地方呢，我们看到耶稣呢在教训大家，而且他就告诉大家说，我们不需要为我们的生活的事情所忧虑。
Verse 33 says, "But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness." And all of these things will be given to you as well.
那在这个第六章的第33节有这样说到，你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
And as we read that verse, there's a question that probably pops into many of our hearts and our minds, and it's this question. What does it mean to seek first the kingdom of God?
当我们在读这一段经文的时候，可能大家脑海里面都有这样的一个问题，那什么到底这个先求他的国先求他的义是什么样的含义呢？
And that's the question I want to address and wrestle with here with you tonight.
那今天晚上我就想给大家在这段经文中间呢有这样的一些分享。
Let me pray for us as we begin.
那我们先有一段祷告。
God, I pray that you would bless us as we hear from your word this evening.
主啊，当我们倾听你的话语的时候，求你来祝福我们。
God, I pray that you would anoint our hearts and our minds and our ears to be open and receptive to what you want to say.
主，求你来膏我们的心，也膏我们的头脑，也打开我们的耳朵，能够来接受你要给我们传递的信息。
God, I pray that as a result of hearing your word tonight, that we we will make sure that we are setting our priorities in line where we seek first your kingdom.
啊，主，我们愿意，当我们今天晚上听了你的话语，听了你的道的时候，我们能够把你的国放在我们生命当中的第一位。
We pray all these things in your name. Amen.
我们奉主的名祷告。Amen.
Let's just jump right into the message here tonight. And the question is, what does it mean to seek first his kingdom? And if you want to take notes, I always want to encourage you to do that so that you can reflect back. And here's the first meaning of what it means to seek first the kingdom.
那我们就很快的进入今天的主题。那到底什么何为先求他的国呢？那大家如果愿意记笔记的话，我是很鼓励大家以后可以有时间的话可以回过来看看这段笔记。
Number one, it means that you and I will love the kingdom.
那我想先求他的国的第一个意思就是说我们需要爱神的国。
If you and I as believers are seeking the kingdom, we are naturally going to love the kingdom.
如果我们是信徒，我们要来寻求先求他的国的话，那我们必然会爱他的国。
And I've heard some people say before, and I'm sure you have too, that they might say something along the lines of, you know, I love Christ, but I'm not sure if I really love the church.
也许大家也曾听过这样的说法，说我爱基督，但是我不知道我是不是爱教会。
And I'm never really sure exactly what to say in those moments when I hear phrases like that.
其实当我听到他们在说这样的话的时候，我也并不是非常的确定他们当时在什么样的情况下会说这样的话。
Because the truth of it is this. It is impossible to love Christ without also loving the bride of Christ, his church.
因为事实上我们不可能一方面说我们自己爱神爱基督，另外一方面又不爱基督的心腹，也就是我们的教会。
And so for you and I, I mean, this is real simple stuff tonight, but if you and I are going to seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, then we have to make sure that we love the kingdom of God, which is the church.
所以这对我们来说其实是一个非常简单的一个明白的道理和功课。如果我们要先求他的国，先求他的义的话，那我们必须要先爱他的国度，也就是教会在地上。
And very practically, we can do this in a couple of ways.
那在我们实际操作上，其实我们有这些方面，我们可以来这样来做。
First of all, we could love the kingdom on an individual basis.
那我们首先我们要爱神的国的话，我们要是从一个个人的角度来爱。
I'm sure we all know and understand that the church is not a building.
我们大家都知道，其实教会并不只是一栋建筑物。
If you're a Christian, if you're a believer today, then you are a part of the church and a part of the kingdom of God.
所以如果你是基督徒的话，其实你就是神的国度的一部分。
And if you and I are going to seek first the kingdom, then we must love the kingdom and the individuals that make up that kingdom.
所以如果我们要先求神的国的话，那我们就必须要先爱神的国，并且爱组成神的国度的每一位弟兄姐妹。
And Jesus tells us in scripture that, and he made it really clear that the greatest command for you and I is to love the Lord your God with all of our hearts, with all of our souls, and with all of our minds.
因为神给了我们这样的诫命，就是我们要尽心尽力尽意爱主你的神。
And the second greatest command is like it. And he says to make sure that we are loving our neighbors as ourselves.
那第二条诫命的话就是爱你的邻舍，爱人如己。
And so if we're going to seek first the kingdom, we need to make sure that we are loving the kingdom individually and loving our neighbors as we love ourselves.
所以我们要先求他的国的话，那我们就先要爱我们神国里的每一位，然后就爱神国里的每一位，然后能够追求他的国。
And I think it's at this point that I really cannot overemphasize the importance of having love for one another within the church.
所以在这个时候，我想我没有办法过分的来强调，我们要求他的国的话，我们就先爱组成我们神的国度里面每一位个人。
Throughout the book of 1 John, John spoke of the importance of loving those that make up the kingdom as individuals.
那在我们知道在约翰的前书里面，我们约翰使徒约翰花了整本书的功夫来讲述要爱组成神国里的每一位。
And you and I need to love the church, but loving the church is not about loving the building or a mass of people.
那所以我们来爱教会的话，我们不是来爱教会的这个建筑，也不只是好像爱这个教会的一个整体而已。
It's about loving our brothers and sisters in Christ, and that love will compel us to put their needs, before our own needs.
啊，我们就在爱主神教会里的所有的主内的弟兄姐妹，因为爱的缘故，也促使我们把他们弟兄姐妹的需要放在我们自己的需要之上。
1 John 3:18 tells us, and it says, the love that we have for one another is of utmost importance. We cannot be Christians and not love one another.
啊，在约翰一书的第三章里面十八节里面有提到，我们对我们弟兄姐妹的爱真是最重要的爱。我们不可能成为真正的基督徒而不爱我们的弟兄姐妹。
Jesus himself taught us that the world would know we are his disciples by the way in which we love one another.
啊，那耶稣也教导我们说，如果我们彼此相爱的话，大家看到我们就知道我们是属神的人。
And so we want to make sure that this love that we're expressing for our neighbors, for our brothers and sisters in Christ, isn't just talk, but that we're putting action with our conversation about loving people.
啊，那同时我也想告诉大家的是，我们对我们弟兄姐妹的爱，对我们邻舍的爱，不单只是在语言上的爱，我们要有行动在后面。
And then the second way that we can love the kingdom is by loving the kingdom collectively. So not only individually, but collectively.
啊，那我们不单要爱啊，我们教会的每一位个人的弟兄姐妹，我们同时也要爱我们作为教会一个整体来说，我们要爱我们教会。
We have to make sure that we love the church as a whole.
啊，我们要把我们的教会作为一个整体，我们要来爱我们的教会。
The church is perhaps the greatest institution that's ever been established, and though we know that it has its faults and its flaws from within, seeking first the kingdom of God means that we will love that kingdom that Jesus loved so much that he shed his own blood for it.
啊，那我们知道教会可能是在人类历史上创建了一个最伟大的一个机构或者一个组织，也许它也有各种各样的问题，但是我们看到耶稣神是如此的爱他的心腹，以至于为了他的心腹而在十字架上献出他的宝血。
And so as we're seeking first his kingdom, this first thought of loving the kingdom is where all of us have to begin.
啊，所以我们要啊，我们讲到要先求神的国的话，那我们就是先要能够来爱神的教会。
The second meaning of what does it mean to seek first the kingdom of God is this. It means that you and I will support the kingdom.
啊，那我们先求他的国的第二个意思，也就是表示说，我们要能够在各方面来支持帮助我们的教会。
And we can support the kingdom in a variety of ways. Let me just share a few of them with you.
啊，那我们可以从很多方面来啊，来支持，来帮助啊，神的国度。
The first one is we can support the kingdom physically.
啊，那第一个就是我们可以在参与的方面来支持。
If you and I support the kingdom of God, we show it physically through our support and through our participation.
啊，那如果我们是要支持我们的神的国度的话，我们就应该通过我们的参与，积极的参与到教会当中来表达我们的支持。
And we need to make sure, and you know this as well as I do, but we need to make sure that we're supporting the church first of all by making sure that we're present.At church functions and gatherings.
啊，所以当我们支持教会的时候，那我想我们第一个要做的就是在教会有各样的一些活动或聚会或者各样的一些侍奉的时候，我们要参与，积极参与到其中。
The services, the small groups, the extra events that you have in the life of your church, it's really important that we physically support the church, the kingdom of God, by participating in those.
啊，所以不论是我们教会的一些侍奉。或者是我们小组的一些聚会，或者是一些其他的一些活动，我们要对我们的教会要有这样的支持的话，就必须要有积极的参与。
There's a man by the name of William Gladstone, and he once said this. He said, "Tell me what the young men of England are doing on Sunday, and I will tell you what the future of England will be."
啊，那其中有个叫做 William Gladstone 的人，他这样说过：如果你告诉我在英格兰他们那年轻人他们星期天在什么地方的话，我就知道英格兰他们的未来会是什么样子。
And I really believe there's a lot of truth in that. And so we look at the American church, and we know that some churches have Saturday night services now and Sundays. But the important thing is to make sure that we are gathering together to physically support the kingdom, the church.
啊，那我想啊，他的这句话呢有很多的道理。啊，尽管我们现在好像很多教会，我们可能有些星期天的聚会，也可能会是星期六的聚会，但是如果我们要支持教会的话，支持神的国度的话，我们就要来积极参与到教会的各项的聚会当中。
There's a poem that every once in a while floats around. I don't know if you've seen it or heard it, but it's titled "This Is My Church."
啊，有这样的一首啊诗歌啊，可能在网络上大家有可能有读过。这诗歌的题目是"这是我的教会"。
And it says this, it is composed of people just like me.
他说教会组成像我有我这样的人组成。
It will be friendly if I am friendly.
如果我是友好的话那么教会是友好的。
It will do a great work if I work.
如果我做好的施工做好工的话那么教会也会有好的施工。
It will make generous gifts to many causes if I am generous.
如果我是一位慷慨的参与者的话那我们教会也会有慷慨的参与慷慨的侍奉。
It will bring others into fellowship if I bring others into fellowship.
如果我带人来到我们的教会当中的话那我们教会会吸引更多的人到教会。
The seats will be filled if I fill the seats.
如果我们来参与到我们来坐满我们的教会的话那我们的教会就被坐满。
It will be a church of loyalty and love, of faith and of service.
那么教会就会是一个充满了忠诚忠实和爱的信心的教会。
If I, who make it what it is, am filled with all of these,
如果我是表现出有这样的一些素质的话
therefore, with God's help, I dedicate myself to the task of being all these things I want my church to be.
所以呢，我们借着主的帮助，借着神的帮助，我们都要可以成为我们相信，我们期待我们教会能够成为的样式。
And my question for us tonight, I think I know the answer already, but my question for us tonight is this.Will we show our love and support for the kingdom by making sure that we are participating in the things of the church and then by serving within the church?
所以我想大家我们都很清楚那如果我们要来支持教会的话我们就要能够参与到教会的各项的一些事工当中来服侍当中。
We want to make sure that we're just not spectators in the life of the church.
我们不只是好像在教会当中像一个旁观者一样。
But that we're participating in a physical way to make a difference in our community.
相反的，我们应该是教会的参与者。
We can also support the kingdom prayerfully.
我们也通过祷告，一个祷告的心来支持教会，来去支持神的国度。
Nothing can be more valuable, and I know you know this, but this is a reminder for us. Nothing can be more valuable than your prayerful support of the church.
我想大家可能都知道这一点但是我还想提醒大家的就是没有任何事情可能比你的对教在祷告上对教会的支持更加的有效。
You and I have the opportunity to show our love and devotion to the church by our commitment and support to the church.
我想我们大家都可以通过我们的爱和我们对教会的支持 来表达我们对教会的支持投入。
And I'll put it right out there for us as I have with my own congregation on Sunday mornings and I want to ask you as a people who make up the body of Christ here to commit to praying for the church on a regular basis.
那我在跟我自己的教会的弟兄姐妹有这样的分享那我现在也给大家这样分享我挑战大家能够为我们教会为自己的教会能够有一个祷告。
And you can do this in a number of ways. You can pray for the church leaders, for God to give them wisdom and to make good and godly decisions.
你可以跟他们有持，你可以对教为教会有一个持续的祷告。那祷告的有很多不同的方面，可以为教会的领袖来祷告，愿他们做出一个合乎神心意的决定。
You can pray for growth in the church, both numerical growth and spiritual growth from within.
你也可以为教会的成长，不论是人数的成长还是属灵生命的成长来祷告。
You can pray for those who are sick among you.
你也可以为教会当中有身体有软弱的来祷告。
You can pray for the classes or small groups that you have regularly and that God would do a great work among the people to equip them for ministry.
你也可以为教会的一些课程或者是教会的一些小组的施工来祷告愿神来预备参与这些施工的弟兄姐妹
You can pray for the kids ministry and the student ministry
你也可以为着学生的团契或者施工或者是小孩子的施工来祷告
You can pray for the church finances that you'd be good stewards of what God has entrusted to you
你也可以为教会的财务来祷告愿我们每一位都成为神的好管家
And then certainly you can pray for one another
更重要的我想同样的，我们也可以为我们教会的所有的弟兄姐妹互相之间，我们可以祷告。
And one of the greatest ways we can support the church is through prayer.
那我想，一个最重要的办法可以来支持教会的，就是通过我们的祷告。
The third way that we can support the kingdom is verbally.
那第三项我们可以支持教会呢，就是通过语言上。
Ephesians chapter 3 verse 10 says this to us.
在以弗所书第十章有这样说到，第三章第十节有这样说到。
That it's through the church where the wisdom of God comes through us in order to reach the world.
啊，也就是借着教会使天上执政的掌权的，现在得知神百般的智慧。
And we know that in Matthew, chapter 28, and then in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, that we are given a responsibility to go and make witnesses, disciples, pardon me, among all the nations.
啊，那在使徒行传中有这样的教导，就是我们好像成为一个使徒的那样，世界让各民的人都知道神的福音。
And so when we support the kingdom or the church through a verbal way, we know that God has given us the responsibility to share the good news of Jesus Christ.
啊，所以当我们用我们的语言来支持神的国度的时候，我们就是要用我们的语言能让世界万民都知道神的福音。
And then we can support the kingdom, financially.
啊，我们第四项，我们也可以通过财务方面来支持教会。
Have you ever wondered why people give their money to the places that they do?Have you ever just wondered that?
啊，你有没有想过为什么有时候大家会啊为一些机构或者一些地方有这样的奉献
？Why do people send money into TV evangelists?
啊，为什么会有些人呢会把这个给这些电视的一些布道家有这样的财务的支持
？Why do people support certain charities?
啊，那为什么有些人呢会为一些特定的一些慈善机构来献上财务方面的支持？
The reason why people financially support something is because they believe in that group or that person, and they believe in what they're trying to do, and they want to be a part of it.
啊，那我想大家啊，有人来提供这样的财务方的支持的话，是因为他们相信、他们了解他们所支持的机构或者是个人啊，愿意成为他们这个所支持的机构或者个人他们事工的一部分。
And people are just simply going to invest in those things which they believe in.
所以我们看到人他们愿意为他们自己所相信的自己所坚信的事情来献上他的财务的奉献。
And if you and I believe in the kingdom of God, then we're going to invest our finances in that kingdom.
所以如果我们相信神国的道理的话，那我们就会为了神的国来奉献我们金钱财务上的金钱上的奉献。
We know that God calls us as believers to give a portion of our income, a tithe,to the local church.
啊，我们知道神啊，对我们啊都有这样的一个要求，我们要把我们的收入的一部分，也就是十亿的奉献，十亿的收入，要奉献给我们当地的教会。
And that's the first priority for us to give our tithes to the church and then to other charities.
啊，我想给啊我们当地的教会的这样十亿奉献是我们的第一个的第一排第一位的。
A mother wanted to teach her daughter a moral lesson.
有一个母亲，一位母亲，她想要给她的女儿有一个这样的关于教导。
So she gave the little girl a quarter and a dollar for church.
那她就给她的女儿呢一个25分的一个硬币或者和一块钱。
Put whichever one you want in the collection plate, and then keep the other one for yourself. She told her daughter.
她这位母亲就对这个女孩就是说，你可以把你就说你可以把这个25美分的硬币或者是这一块钱呢可以放到奉献箱里按照你自己的心意。
And so they went through church, and as they were coming out of the church, the mother asked her daughter which amount she had given.
那他们就去了教会，然后教会的这个敬拜赞美结束以后，那母亲就问这小女孩你到底是把哪一样的奉献出来的呢？
Well, said the little girl, I was going to give the dollar.But just before the collection, the man in the pulpit said that we should all be cheerful givers.
那这小女孩就说我本来是打算要奉献那一块钱的，但是就在我将要奉献的时候，我就听到在讲台上的讲员说，我们每一位都要成为一个很快乐的一个奉献者。
And I knew I'd be a lot more cheerful if I just gave the quarter, so that's what I did.
她说我知道如果我只是奉献25美分的话，那我肯定会更加的高兴，所以这就是我所做的。
And perhaps, I'm just perhaps,That is the case with some, believers in the life of any church.
那我想可能这就是有一些我们信主的基督徒的内心的想法。
But as we love the church, we're talking about seeking first the kingdom of God and loving the church, there should be a joy that comes with our giving.
如果我们真的爱我们的教会，我们要先求神的国、神的义的话，那我们在我们奉献的时候，我们的内心中应该会涌出快乐。
And we know that many people have a hard time with that because they fail to realize that the money that they have, that I have, is really the Lord's money in the first place.
我们想很多人可能在这个事情上有挣扎的话，是因为我们没有真正的能够明白，我们所拥有的财物、有金钱，其实都是从神而来。
And part of being a good steward of God's money is to give back a portion of what He's blessed us with.
啊，那我们要成为神的财务的好管家的一个重要的这工作，就是要把我们收到的这一部分要还给神。
All right, third, seeking first the kingdom means that we will be kingdom focused.
那第三个我们要先求神的国的话，那就是我们的心思我们都要在神国上。
We need to, and we, again, this is so simple and we already know this, but we need to learn to realize that the kingdom of God is bigger than any one person.
那我想这是很简单的道理，但是我想跟大家强调的就是，我们知道神国比我们任何一个个人都要大。
The kingdom of God is even bigger than this church. It's bigger than my church on Sunday mornings. It's bigger than any of our churches in our community.
我们也知道神国比我们的教会大，比我自己的教会大，比我们在这个社区里面任何一个教会都要大。
And so many people tend to seek to do things because of their own selfish motives and their agenda.
我们看到很多人有时候在自己的，有很多人在做事的时候都是出于自己一些自私的目的。
But the kingdom of God does not revolve around us.
但是我们看到神的国并不会围绕着我们自己而转。
Whenever I hear somebody complain about how things are done within the church, and I just want them to learn and to realize that the kingdom of God is not about them.
当我听到有些人为着教会的一些事情来抱怨的时候，我就希望他们能够学到这样的一个功课。我们知道神的国并不是关于他们自己而已。
The kingdom of God is about God, and our attention and our focus should be on the bigger picture of the kingdom of God.
所以我们看到神的国是关于神的国度是关于神，所以我们的注意力和我们的重点应该放在神国的更大的一个picture更大的这样的一个观念上。
And so here at this point, if we are going to be kingdom focused, it means that we'll have a commitment to the kingdom.
所以我们如果要是完全的能够把重点都放在神国上，那就表示我们要对神国有这样的一个投入，有对神国有承诺。
There's something important in this text out of the book of Matthew that I want to take note of here.
那在马太福音的我们刚才读那段里面有一些重点的地方，我想大家能够记住。
Jesus just gets through exhorting those listening to not worry about what they're going to wear or what they're going to eat.
那在那段圣经当中，我们记载，我们看到耶稣刚刚有劝诫大家不要为自己所吃什么或穿什么来忧虑。
And he promises that God will take care of those needs, and then he says what we can do.
他许诺说神会来照顾他们的所需。
And he tells us that the way we can work those things out is to make sure that we seek first the kingdom of God.
他也告诉他们说，我们解决的一个办法就是我们要先求神的国，先求神的义。
And the key word here is the word first.
那我想这里的最关键的字就是先。
And it means that the kingdom of God will have to take first place priority in each of our lives.
所以我们看到神的国在我们的生活当中应该是排第一位的。
And we know that there are so many things in the world around us that are competing for our time, but we have to make sure that the kingdom of God is our first priority.
我们看到在世界上我们在生活当中有很多的事情会花费我们的时间，但是我想提醒大家的是神国的事是永远排第一位的。
And that's where it becomes an issue of commitment for each one of us.
那我想这就是我们很重要的一个，我们互相对，不但是对教会，我们也对互相之间，我们要有这样的一个投入承诺。
So secondly, if we're kingdom focused, we are also going to have an allegiance to the kingdom.
那我们第二项的话就是，如果我们是完全的重点的完全的放在注意力放在神国上，那我们对神国我们就要有这样的忠诚。
I'm always a little perplexed when someone chooses to just tell me that they are quitting the church.
很多时候我感到很困惑，因为我听到有人会说他不再来教会了。
And I'm not really sure that in my own spirit and my own experience if I've ever seen someone or talked to someonewith a true valid reason to leave the church.
那在我的牧会的这些年当中，我属灵的生命当中，我从来没有看到好像有一个真正的有一个正确的原因可以来解释他为什么要离开教会。
more often than not, and this may be some of the conversations that you've had from time to time just throughout life, but more often than not, I think it's the church tends to be a consumer-driven church culture.
那我们看到在这样的事情发生的多发生在如果这个教会他们的教会的会员有这样的一个好像一个消费者的这样的一个观念的时候。
And it's that consumer-driven church culture that aids people in quitting and leaving different churches from time to time throughout their life.
如果是教会的会员有这样的一个消费者这样的观念的话，那这些会员他很容易就会来离开教会。
And we have to understand this about church in general.
我们必须要对教会，我们有一个清楚的认识。
The church is not Burger King, if you will.
我们知道教会不是一个好像汉堡王这样的。Where
you can get it your way right away.
它不是说好像你可以在汉堡王的那个快餐店的可以得到你想要的东西，很快就能得到。
The church, friends, is not something that you can quit just because you don't get what you want or get treated how you want.
那教会不该是一个地方，好像是你因为你没得到你想要得到的东西就离开教会。
Because if it was, I can tell you, I would have been gone a long time ago, and many of us would have been. True.
如果是这样的话，我想可能我们在座的很多人可能都离开教会，很早以前就已经离开教会了。
The church, when we look at the church is the kingdom of God, and our allegiance to that kingdom better be firm.
我们知道教会是其实也是神的国，那我们对神的国要有一个忠诚的心，我们这样忠诚的心应该是一个坚定的。
And the reason for that is because the church is the bride of Christ, which he is returning for.
我们知道教会其实也就是基督的心腹，他会再来的是为了基督的心会再来到这个世上。
And if you want the blessings that are promised for a worry-free life, it's the scripture tells us that you and I must seek first the kingdom, and if the kingdom is a priority for us, then we will have an allegiance to that kingdom, to the church.
所以我们在世上我们要得到神的祝福的话，我们必须要能先求神的国，先求他的义。那先求他的国，我们就要对神的国度，其实也就是教会有忠诚。
And then lastly, seeking first the kingdom means that we will strive to be right with the king.
第四项，我们先求神的国，其实也就是我们要行神主眼中所看为正的事。
The second part of Jesus' instructions are equally as important for us in this text tonight.
那在我们今天读的这段经文中的第二个部分，其实也是非常重要的。
He tells us that we are to seek first his kingdom, but that wasn't all.
他告诉我们说，我们要先求神的国，但是这不是所有的全部。
We are also to seek after his righteousness.
我们要求他的义。
And if you remember in John the Baptist's preaching, he called people to repent for the kingdom of God is near.
我们看到在四旬约翰在他的教导当中的时候，他教大家说我们要为着神的国，要来悔改。
And why was it such a big deal?
为什么这是很重要的一件事情呢？
Well, God demands all of us, people, to be repentant over sin if we're going to be a part of the new kingdom.
因为神告诉我们说，如果我们要成为神的新的国度的一部分，我们就要为我们的罪悔改。
And so we know that we have an obligation to live lives that are pleasing to God.
所以我们有责任，我们要过一个讨神喜悦的生活。
And we have to make sure that we're in a right relationship with the King.
我们要确定我们和神之间有这样的一个正确的关系。
And we need to make sure that there's not sin in our life to cause us to not be right with the King.
我们要确定我们生命不会因为我们的罪的缘故，来失去了我们和神之间正确的关系。
And we have to seek after the kingdom of God in everything and above everything else.
我们要确定我们在寻求神的国的时候，我们在任何事情上，所有的方面都要来切切地寻求神的国和他的义。
One of the great opportunities that we have in the life of the church to make sure that we're right before God is to take communion together.
那我想我们在教会有一个很重要的一个机会，能够让我们来寻求神的国和义的话，就是我们可以有个领圣餐的时间。
And as we start drawing our time to a close here, what we want to do tonight is we want to invite you to take communion on a somewhat individual basis, and I'll explain that in a moment. But it's, the communion is designed for those who have been baptized, who have accepted Christ, who have been baptized. And what I want us to do, go ahead, sorry.
我们今天我们领圣餐的话，我们可能要大家以一个个人的方式来领。那我等一下我会给大家更多的一些介绍。那我知道这个圣餐的话是为已经信主的基督受洗的基督徒来设立的。
And what I want us to do tonight is I want to encourage you to reflect on what God is doing in your life and what He still wants to do in your life in regards to seeking first His kingdom.
那我想今天我想借着这段时间让大家回想一下神在你生命当中所做过的一切，也来思考一下他在你生命当中还有什么样的计划，让你怎么样来寻求他的国。
1 Corinthians chapter 11 verses 27 and 28 reminds us that whoever eats of the bread and drinks of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and the blood of the Lord.
在哥林多前书的十一章也这样说到，任何人如果不按这里喝这饼吃这杯，吃这饼喝这杯的话，就是干犯自己的，干犯神身体，吃喝自己的罪。
And it tells us here, it says, therefore, a person ought to examine themselves before eating of the bread and drinking of the cup.
所以这里说到我们要省察自己在喝这饼喝这吃，应当先自己省察，然后吃这饼喝这杯。
And so in these quiet moments, what I want to encourage you to do is just to reflect in any way that you feel comfortable. You can sit right where you're at, you can kneel at the altar, or you can stand. And when you are ready, I want to invite you to come forward and to take bread and take the cup. And then you can go back to wherever you feel comfortable.
大家可以不论是坐在自己座位上，或者是站起来，或者是我们可以跪在前面。大家如果觉得自己预备好的话，就可以到前面来领着饼，领着杯，领到以后就先回到自己的座位上。
And after everyone has taken the opportunity to come for the cup and the bread, then I'll lead us in taking the communion together.
大家领了这饼和这杯以后，那我会来带领大家来领这个圣餐。
So why don't we pray and just enter into a time of reflection, and again, when you're ready, come and receive communion.
所以我们现在可以来祷告，然后我们可以来省察我们自己。
God, I pray that you'll speak to us in this moment of time.
主，我们祷告，愿你在这个时候跟我们对我们亲自的对我们说话。
God, I pray that you would move in our spirits.
主，我们请求你的灵在我们当中运行。
I pray that you would correct anything in our lives that is out of tune with you.
你改变我们生命中任何有不正确的地方。
And I pray for the power of the Holy Spirit to operate in our lives.
我们也祈求神你的圣灵在我们的生命当中做主。
We thank you for this opportunity to take communion tonight.
我们也谢谢你给我们这样的一段时间，我们可以来领圣餐。
And we pray for your blessing upon it.
我们奉主的名祷告。Amen.
Amen. So come when you're ready.
大家如果预备好的话，可以前面来。
everyone been served that would like to be? Okay. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 28.
在哥林多前书十一章二十一节到。
The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread.
二十三节说，我当日传给你们原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜。
And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you."
他注谢了，就拨开说，这是我的身体，为你们舍的。
Do this in remembrance of me.
你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。
Let's break the bread and eat.
让我们来擘饼，来一起来享用。
In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood."
同样的，饭后又拿起杯来说，这是我的血，为你们舍的。
Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me.
每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是要纪念我。
For whenever you eat of this bread and drink of this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯，是表明主的死，只等到他来。
Let's drink.
让我们来领受。
Father, we thank you for the opportunity tonight to share in communion together.
天父，我们感谢你给我们这样领圣餐的时间。
We pray that as we break the bread and drink the cup,
我们祷告，当我们擘开饼，我们来领受你的宝血的时候，
that we would experience you in a new, fresh, powerful way.
好，我们能够来感受你，我们能够好像一个重新的身体一样。
And God, I pray that you would continue to transform us.
主，求你继续的来转变我们。
Continue to lead us, to living a life that is like you.
让我们过一个符合你旨意、像你一样的生活、生命。
And we thank you for all these things in your name. We pray. Amen.
我们为这一切向你感谢，我们奉主的名祷告。Amen.